This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're speaking with Shannon Biggs and Brian Liang today, and they suffered a terrible experience in Concord, California earlier in September. But out of that terrible experience came kind of a wonderful thing, and we'll let Shannon and Brian explain it. Brian, I think you want to lead off, right?
Yeah, why don't I give you an overview of what happened. We went into to Concord on the 5th of September, that's Labor Day weekend, just for a visit. And unfortunately, as we were leaving the airport in the airport parking lot, we were assaulted and carjacked. And the problem with that carjacking was not just the horrible emotional problem, was the fact that Shannon was severely injured, and we're not just talking a little bit, we're talking about a blinded right eye, a severe lung contusion, penetrating her hip wounds, broken ribs, and unfortunately in a Vol's left ankle, they ran over her. And so how fortunate we were, though, because Pacific States Aviation really came and helped us with everything we needed, everything from being there at the time. An FAA examiner, Rich Batchelder, Clayton Latterer, Mike Kirk, these are pilots right at PSA. They stabilized us. They helped us out just before the ambulance came in there. The ambulance came there, but then after that, PSA continued to come through. Everything from bringing flowers to us, which lasted, by the way, for the next 2 weeks, which is unbelievable for flowers. So they were magic. As well as calling 911 for us. They supported us the whole time, hanging our airplane, gave us gas, gave us support every single day. I talked with them every single day about the fears I had. Shannon was in the ICU. They gave me a hotel room. All of this, all of these activities, they said, don't bother giving us any money for this. Don't bother asking, don't bother for anything. Just get better. We're doing this because it was the right thing to do.
It was their car that was carjacked, right? It was the crew car.
It was the crew car, absolutely.
So they'd already lent you a car.
They already lent us the car, which unfortunately got stolen, and then subsequently they said, well, we understand that you need help between getting to the hotel and to the hospital every single day to see Shannon in the ICU. We're going to arrange for that. We're going to get that. You don't have to even worry about it. Just let us take care of you because you're trying to take care of Shannon.
Now, Shannon, you almost died, didn't you?
It was pretty close for a little while. I had to relearn how to breathe, and I don't think we would have made it if it hadn't been for the support of PSA and the airport community. We received numerous offers from the people of the airport community for places to stay and anything we needed, flights home, anything we needed. Just the Concord airport community was really amazing, and PSA. PSA was Brian's primary support throughout this whole thing, and it was nice not to have to worry about him, to know that he had support through all of this, and to also know that it was one less burden on his shoulders throughout the crisis.
Okay, well, how are you both today?
Well, from my point of view, Brian's point of view, I still have two broken wrists, and but other than that, I'm Shannon's the one that's cracking up and not letting me be on the computer. I think, Shannon, from your point of view, how do you feel?
I'm feeling better. I mean, it's almost exactly a month since it happened, and I never thought I could feel as good as I feel right now. I still have a leg wound that is causing a great deal of problems and will probably need surgery soon. And then I've lost the sight in my right eye, but I can breathe and I'm alive. And again, the burden that was lifted off of us makes us in a lot better shape than we would have been if we had had to fight for everything while we were up north. So far away from our support system, we had a support system after all.
So did they catch this crap?
Yeah, they finally did catch this guy. We were cry number two of three for that day, and he actually tried to escape the third time. He was in handcuffs, and then he ran away, and thankfully they had the canine unit, and that canine unit, that little doggy chased after him, the Nuke, and brought him down. And so we're going to probably donate mucho bucks for doggy treats for the Nuke because he's a good guy too.
Yes, sounds like there's some justice there.
Yeah, exactly, and they're bringing nine felony counts against the guy.
And I think there's a part, you know, PSA has obviously did this for the purposes of, you know, they're doing this because it was the right thing to do in their hearts and souls. But one additional postscript that's really a wonderful thing in terms of recognition, Congressman George Miller, who represents Contra Costa County in U.S. Congress, is going to give them a letter of commendation. So he's going to be coming in another couple weeks or so, and personally honoring them for the selfless service that they had and they gave to us. So we really think that that's a wonderful recognition. Obviously, they didn't do it for that reason, but this obviously was community service, the humanity, the best of humanity, and they are being recognized for that, and I think that really represents also the wonderful aviation community at Concorde.
And we also want to thank AFWEB for making them FBO over the week and allowing us to tell their story and how just amazing they were for us.
Well, it's an amazing story, and I thank you for taking the time to share it with us today.
Well, now let's see what the folks at Pacific States Aviation have to say.
So we have Jennifer Farmer on the line from Pacific States Aviation. Jennifer, what happened that day, and what motivated you and your staff to provide what was really an amazing level of service to these folks?
Well, Fred, they're wonderful folks, and when they came in, they wanted to use a crew car. We're going to let them use it overnight. And what happened was just terrible. I mean, it kind of happened at the end. We heard screaming. We had a couple of pilots who actually have aircraft in our tie down who are in here, which were firefighters. They all heard the scream. They went out there. They saw what had happened, and were there to help Shannon and Brian. You know, it was a group effort. Everyone who was here was concerned. They all ran out. They helped them. I mean, after what happened, you know, as far as what happened after that, we just, you know, our staff wanted to help in any way they could, so they went to the hospital. Another girl who was Sherry, who's on duty at the time, we sent her over, and she got them flowers. You know, I really don't know what to say. Like I said, we're a little embarrassed by all the, you know, all about what they're saying about us. You know, we all feel like that anyone would have went out of their way for them.
But you got them a car, hotels.
Well, we did. But, you know, like I said, I don't know that we're any more special than anyone else. This is just, you know, this is our customer service, and we felt terrible about what happened. And these poor people, you know, are out here. No one knows them. You know, they're here by themselves. They needed help, so we were there to help them.
Well, congratulations on a great effort, and thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Oh, sure, no problem. We just feel like we're a good FBO, and like I said, I think that if it happened at any FBO, I think they would have went out of their way, too, to help these people.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.